Okay, so this is in regards to my PhD. So when I submitted my abstract, some of the previous information that I was able to present was already presented, and what I've done as a secondary analysis is subgroup types of women. So I was able to use this presentation to present something that we only really finished the statistical analyses on very recently, and this is a very contemporary topic with statistical methods. So in regards to what I'm doing is looking at the different types or profiles of pain. I'd like to acknowledge Aaron Downey. He's also a chiropractor who has helped me statistically with these, because they're quite a new method for subgrouping women. So in regards to this presentation, I have no financial relationships or commercial interests to disclose. So as I have previously said, pain is an important symptom. It is disabling in arthritis. But what I wish to do now is look at the multidimensional nature of pain in arthritis. So this is a different study. What I want to look at is the different dimensions of pain. You have sensory dimensions of pain, which will often include the location, the intensity, the severity of pain, what sort of qualities, whether it's a burning pain, if it's a numbing pain, if there's radiations of pain, the temporal aspects, so whether it is worse at night time, if it's worse in the winter, so how that there's a nocturnal variations or just variations in the pain over time. There's also an affective dimension of pain, and this is in regards to the emotional aspects associated with pain in arthritis. So does it affect their mood? Are they able to cope with their everyday lifestyles in regards to their pain? And is it distressing? Is it stopping them from doing normal activities or engaging in the community? And finally, there's the cognitive dimension of pain. And this is the way you react in regards to your previous experiences of pain. So how you analyse your pain. Are you more stoic in nature than someone beside you? Is the first time you've experienced pain and you're not maybe handling it very well? And also, how appropriate is your response to the pain that you're experiencing? So these here, you may have heard of Ronald Melzack. So these here are dimensions that are from Melzack and Casey's dimensions of pain. So what I did was I used these dimensions to try and look at how these women group together. So in regards to the profiles of pain, there's been one study that was able to look at groups based on the symptoms of arthritis, and their symptoms were pain, fatigue, sleep problems, depressive symptoms, and the somatic symptoms. But there's been no study that looked at how to subgroup women based on these dimensions of pain, looking at all these variables together. So what I wanted to then do is identify distinct, mutually exclusive profiles of pain in women with arthritis based on their multidimensional nature of pain, of their pain experience. So this is with my same 700 women that I used in the last study, and I used different... The measures of health have now become my variables in this study. So the statistical methods you use this time is a latent class cluster analysis. This is a way to subgroup people based on similar characteristics. So women that qualified for this analysis, and that's removing women with missing data or those type of things. We had 227 women that we entered into this statistical model. What I did was my dimensions I was able to enter into the model was intensity as measured by their PPQ. Severity and duration was able to be entered as one variable using the graded chronic pain scale. The qualities of pain were using the sensory and affective scales of their SFMPQ. My pain detect was able to dichotomise into a neuropathic pain or not, and my pain catastrophizing scale was also used as a variable. So what it does is taking all the measurements for all the different women and it's grouping people together in regards to similar scores. So with the statistical analysis, what it does is it uses different models. So the first model will have one cluster, the second model the second cluster, the third model will usually have three clusters, up to about 10 clusters. Then what you do is to apply your statistical methods and different statistical tests to find what the model is most parsimonious. So the model that is most significant, and it's using a BIC and a VBR statistic. So the most statistic model for us was a three cluster model. So this identified three groups of women that had homogeneous pain characteristics. They had the same characteristics within a group, but they were distinct or heterogeneous from a different group. So we had three groups of women basically provided to us. The cluster one, we had 40% of women were in this cluster one. 95 women, and then we use a description based on the scores from the variables. These women had low pain, They had good qualities of pain, which they weren't bad, and they had no catastrophizing. In our second cluster, we had 83 women. These women still had low pain levels as measured by the graded chronic pain scale. And what they started having was they had higher scores in the sensory and higher scores in the affective, and they had some catastrophizing. So there was a couple of different women from each end of the scales put together. And then we had a cluster of 49 women, so 22%, and these ladies had very, very high pain levels. They had very, very high scores for sensory and affective qualities of pain, and they had high catastrophizing scores. So I'm just going to show you this in a graph. This is for the graded chronic pain scale that looks at duration and severity in one. So the bottom, this is our cluster one. The second column of row is cluster two, and the third row is cluster three. Down this side is the different categories for the graded chronic pain scale. So we can see that 99% of women in cluster one were scored as low interference and low intensity. If we move into the second cluster, 50% of women had this low interference and either low intensity or high intensity. That 50% of them had a high interference score and a high, you know, moderately to severe disabling. But once we get up into our cluster three, I think it was about 78% of women were having scores in this really high interference and high disability range. In regards to the pain catastrophising, we can see that nearly all women in cluster one didn't catastrophise, when nearly all women in cluster three were catastrophising. So the characteristics of each profile are very different. Because I have Aaron, who's an amazing man, what we then did was a multivariate, multinomial logistic regression. So what we now did is used demographic covariables. We used measures of, again, demographic, so the marital status, where they live status. This is where we started putting in some of our other fatigue and quality of life scores, because they weren't entered into that initial variable status for the dimensions of pain. And what that did was look at the differences between cluster one and either cluster two and cluster one or cluster three. And again, we entered variables and removed variables that weren't statistically significant. So in regards to cluster one, at a univariate level, fatigue was significant, but when we entered all variables into the model, women in cluster two had significantly poorer quality of life than the women in cluster one. In regards to cluster three compared to cluster one, and these women had all our low pain levels, at a univariate analysis, we had poor fatigue, they had an increased BMI, they weren't employed, and they had a poorer quality of life in regards to the mental component score of the SF36. But when this was all entered into our multivariate model, the two factors that were statistically significant in cluster three compared to cluster one was quality of life physical and depression. Quality of life actually came, if you were in cluster three, you had a 34% higher risk of having a poorer quality of life than cluster one. We have relative risk ratios, which is massive. In regards to depression, they had about a 4.5% increased risk of depression by being in cluster three. So my conclusion and implications is that we have an increased understanding of this multidimensional nature of the experience of pain. We were able to identify three very distinct clusters of women based on their pain characteristics. Women in cluster three have a higher risk for poorer quality of life and they are more depressed. So what we have to start doing now is, how do we treat these women and how can we possibly use interventions to move women from cluster three to cluster two, or move women from cluster three to cluster one, to try and improve their quality of life and pain catastrophising in regards to which profile of pain they fit in. So again, thank you to my my university, my colleagues, the people that funded my study, which is the Hunter Medical Research Institute and the Chiropractic and Osteopathic College of Australasia. They are providing me with the PhD scholarship, and there's my son again. So thank you very much for listening.